mama.
Your father and your mother together are your
parents.
Your father's father is your
grandfather.
And his wife is your
grandmother.
Do you have any special names for your grandparents? Like granny or?
No. In fact, I never saw my parents, my grandparents.
Oh, really?
Except now mother's step-grandmother, I saw her. And I saw my mother's father. But we called him Grandpa Massey.
Mm-hmm.
We called him Grandpa, and this other, we called her Grandma. But my mother's, my granddaddy's, I mean my daddy's mother and father, I never did see.
Mm-hmm. Your sons and daughters are your
children.
Something on wheels that you put a baby in and it lies down in it.
Carriage.
You put the baby in the carriage, you go out and
push, take a stroll.
Okay. How would you say your grandchildren range in age? Sally is the
youngest or oldest.
Okay. And they're close to being adults, you say they're
nearly grown.
Your children are your sons and your
daughters.
Your children's are boys and
girls.
Yours were girls.
Yeah, mine were girls.
Okay. If a woman is going to have a baby, you say she's
pregnant.
If you don't have a doctor to deliver, did you have a doctor for your baby?
Mm-hmm.
If you didn't have one, what's the woman that you'd send for?
Midwife.
But
mine were all born at home.
They were? How'd you get the doctor there on time?
Just called him.
Oh.
He said.
Got a telephone.
Uh-uh.
If a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say the boy
looks like his daddy.
Okay. If a mother has looked after three children till they're grown, you say she has
raised.
To a bad child, you say, you're going to get a
spanking.
If Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say, Bob
grew 5 inches.
Or you certainly have
grown.
A child that's born to an unmarried woman is a
unmarried.
Uh-huh.
He's
that's
right. Anything else? I wanted to say something else, but I don't know what that word was. Illegitimate. I knew there was something that didn't sound quite as bad as the bastard. I think that sounds terrible.
Well,
illegitimate. That's what I was going to say.
Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot
more loving.
Your brother's son is called your
nephew.
A child that's lost its father and mother is called
orphan.
A person who's appointed to look after an orphan is its
guardian.
If a woman gives a party and invites all the people that are related to her, you say she asks all
the family, relatives.